Welcome to The Custard Powder Plot, Episode 5, written by Christine Marshall. Warning, this episode contains some fruity swear words. You may wish to listen with headphones.
She's not there again. Hope she's okay. Mind you, it's not like we ever made definite days and times for me to phone again or anything. Care for all, make the call, doesn't work like that. They don't want them to get too attached to you or too reliant on you. But I am a bit worried. Mike says leave it. I've got enough to do with my mum and gran. I mean, I suppose he's right, but those two have always been there causing problems. The continuing soap opera of their relationship. No point worrying about them. And anyway, who's Mike to talk? He just pulls rank with a bottom lip like a child most of the time. He says about my mum and gran, and yet if I have to go and see them, he tuts and sighs and bangs things like a teenager. But if they arrive face to face, oh, he's gorgeous. Prince feckin' charming. He can do no wrong. But he doesn't offer them a drink. A bit Mike said off when he said leave it. But I don't think he was all that far from the truth when he said that with Queenie, it's me relying on her, not the other way round. I slept with the kids. The last time I heard from Queenie, she was telling me about the nail painting and hair regrowth escapade. I'll give her one last go. One for luck. Hello? Queenie? Queenie, where have you been?
Is it postcode lottery over 130,000?
It's Kelly. I've been worried sick about you. I've been phoning and phoning.
I know it's you, Kelly. I don't even do the postcode lottery.
Are you all right?
Yes. Just been at my brother's for a bit.
Oh, right. That's good.
So how are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Not kill those kids, then?
No. I've come close, though, I can tell you.
There was a time when you were allowed to hit kids, you know, but not now.
No, not now, thank goodness. What I didn't say was that I had hit them the day before yesterday. Not hard, but I shouldn't have done it. It's just they're getting so lippy and cheeky, I just don't know what to do. Time out, naughty step, no sweets. They just climb on the bloody cupboard and get them themselves. And then my mum comes round to complain about her mum, and she gives them sweets that I have said no, they can't have. Then Mike comes in and again plays the favourite. I feel ganged up on by them all. Good cop, bad cop. I'm always the bad cop. I didn't tell the girls on Zoom they'd have a field day. They asked what was up because I had the fat panda on the blotting paper on the bottom of the strawberry punnet face on. I can't get lighting or makeup right on screen. I just said that I was worried about my gran and that my mum had said that she was starting with dementia. And it was then that I came up with a brilliant idea. Right there, on the spot, I told them that I was leaving Mike. You could hear their gasp. They couldn't wait to get off the call so they could call each other back and chew me over.
So, any news your end?
I'm leaving Mike.
Oh, good for you, Kelly. Where are you going to go?
Well, that's it. I'm not leaving him. I'm going to stay with my gran because it looks like she's started with dementia and I'm safe and she's safe, but my mum's got a cough, so best I go, because there's no way of getting her into care now. Well, nowhere's open anyway. Even Mike couldn't argue with that. He can have the bloody kids all to himself 24/7. See what he's really made of.
Dementia. There's a thing. Never heard of it when I was a kid, but it's all the rage now. You never know if you're going to get it, and if you get it, you're the last one to know. I'm actually putting a little notebook together for when I get it.
How do you mean?
Just bits of things unique to me, like I might put dinners. If I'm awkward going to bed, give me a cup of Slippery Elm with a cap of whiskey in it and I'll soon settle down for you. You won't hear a beep from me all night. Give me cocoa and I'll peel all your wallpaper off your walls while you're on your break. Or, I don't like rice pudding, the skin of it. I will lightly tip a dining room table up for that one. Or, don't put pop socks on me with a skirt. Better still, don't put me in a skirt. I don't like skirts. You know, stuff like that. How many pillows are like? I've done a drawing for them for that one.
That's a really good idea. I might write one for my gran.
So what's brought this to a head with you, gran? Did she go off on a bike after news at 10 in just a knickers and vest?
No. She phoned my mum and she said she'd been burgled.
That's awful. Like to see anybody burgle me. They might kill me, but I'd have their DNA under my nails and a dirty great clump of their hair in my hand. So what did you do?
My mum went round, of course. The place was trashed. All the cupboard doors were wide open, hardly anything in them.
Well, they'd stolen food?
Oh, no. There was some food there. At least there were tins. The only thing was...
What?
They were all in the bath. She put them all in the bath. Must have done. Burglars wouldn't do that. All the labels had come off and were clogging up the plug holes.
Oh, Kelly?
Thank God she didn't leave the taps on. Groceries all over the hall, wet towels on the floor.
Kelly?
Makeup strewn everywhere. Are you still there, Queenie?
It was me.
What?
But I put the towel over the banister, not on the floor, and I wouldn't have used the word strewn with the makeup either. I left it as she left it. Maybe your gran did the strewing.
What? You were there at my gran's?
Yeah. I had clear instructions in an envelope. I left it behind the clock in the living room. Did she not say?
No. Can't get a word out of her.
Well, she's a right to silence. I bet she just gave a name, rank and serial number, didn't she? Because she is a real trooper.
Right. I'm going round to my gran's, Queenie. I'll ring you back in a bit. I found the envelope. Your name on one side, but it looks like it's been very wet. Hardly make it out.
Yeah.
And then an address. But that's been crossed out.
How?
Looks like using the same pencil as they use for the postcode and your name. It was originally addressed to someone called, wait a minute, Margaret Hick something. Hickson? Do you know her?
Yes, that's M. Begonia House Duplex Margaret, M.
So looks like she's passed the notice on to you in the envelope that it was posted to her in with a note to you written on the envelope.
What note to me?
Have a read of this, Queenie, from what I can make out. Pencil again. But the envelope looks like a rat's been at it.
Chickens.
Chickens?
Yeah, chickens. What was the information about?
Just about ways of dealing with a virus. Looks like the community centre group must have had a put together. Some of it's rubbish. Washing tins, I mean. And the actual notice was tatty. A bit dirty, really.
Chickens again.
Are you all right, Queenie?
I think I'd better get on with that dementia notebook. Might be needed sooner rather than later.
Would you like to come round and meet my gran? Come meet me too, then. I know it's against the rules.
Oh, fuck the rules, Kelly. I think that barge has gone through the lock. I need to talk to BS for one thing. I need to say I'm sorry for another thing.
So, I'm now top of the heap with the Zoom gang. Not Corona Ramona, clean off the front line, because I am leaving my own family to look after my grandmama, mama. I'm actually going to move in with her. Mike's gone up in status as well because he's going to become a lone parent. Whoop, whoop. He's pretending to be fine with it, but there is that tiny delay before he can do nothing but agree with the plan. That little hesitation. Yeah? Oh, a touch of the high pitch too. I am off to Grandma's for a whole month. I tell you, when I get back, there will be clapping.
So I went back to CBS, but in an open and non-official capacity in Appleby Park. They relaxed the lockdown a bit now, so all the lawns are fully striped and edged. BS is really nice. She's got a brilliant sense of humour and she's shared a little of something with me. Her secret recipe for sauce anglaise. Never been written down, so if you want it, listen carefully. I will read this only once. The seeds of half a vanilla pod, one carton of double cream and one tin of shop-bought custard and mix. But it's gorgeous, I promise you.
When I'd been at Grandma's for a week and sorted the place out, we went with Queenie and Jeff off to his caravan on the south coast. The best holiday I have ever had. No kids to please, no Mike to please.
We had sauce anglaise with anything that could stand it. The sun shone, Kelly relaxed, Jeff showed us all the sights and the best beaches. BS and I even had a paddle. And when I went down to pick up a little pebble, do you know what? I caught the slightest glimpse of the tiniest bit of slope red on a little toe. Turned out that Duplex Margaret was the head honcho for the whole undercover operation. But she couldn't hold a candle to BS in my book. And if BS ever wants to ring me, I'll allocate her a Wednesday, even when Corrie's on.
Queenie?
Yes, love?
I was thinking.
Oh, no, not you thinking.
No, no. When we first started talking, I'm sure you said, you said something about a woman in Texas.
Oh, did I know?
Yeah, you said you were reporting about what was going on over here with the custard and powder and flour thing. Remember? You said something about her being the daughter. I'm sure you did.
Right.
But if this woman was my gran's daughter, she'd be my mum's sister and... my mum hasn't got a sister.
Well, that was when I didn't know who you were. And now I do. I think none of your beeswax. We've all got beeswax and sometimes it's best for everyone to have their own. Do you know what I mean? That particular beeswax belongs to your gran. So never let sleeping dogs tell the truth, Kelly.
What?
Let sleeping dogs lie. Not all of life has to be dug up and raked over. Come on, let's get a cup of tea.
Queenie. But Queenie, stop marching off. Queenie, come back here. Queenie!
You've been listening to The Custard Powder Plot. Written by Christine Marshall. Kelly played by Emily Hunter and Christine Marshall playing Queenie. Produced and directed by Karis Kaiser. This podcast was recorded in a socially distant way across the internet and is available on all good listening platforms. Please rate, like and share. That's all, folks. If we've made you laugh and smile just a little bit, then our job here is done. Thanks once again for listening.